and in Baxter in the Morning.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending this morning. Today is Monday, January the 8th of 2018. Today would have been Elvis Presley's 83rd birthday.
Aww.
So, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I realized he would have been that old. And then I started calculating, okay, he's been gone for 40
yeah.
years. And
mm-hmm.
wild. Today's also National Bubble Bath Day.
Perfect.
So, also National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Oh, you should David. Try that one.
Didn't have food on my desk. From before Christmas.
Brandon. Serious?
Well, maybe. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so last night was a big night with the Golden Globes. I don't know if you saw the photos from the red carpet, but pretty much most people showed up in black. It was part of the Me Too movement. It was a big deal. There were three people who showed up not wearing black.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
And that was it. Only three women.
Wow.
And people were like,
they must have not gotten the memo.
What's the deal here? The biggest winners last night were Big Little Lies and then the movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Never heard of that.
No, but both of those won four awards. So one winning ticket in Saturday's Powerball lottery was worth $559.7 million. The ticket was sold in New Hampshire. The store who sold the ticket gets $75,000.
Whoa.
So... legendary comedian and actor Jerry Van Dyke passed away at his home near Hot Springs on Friday. He was 86 and probably best known for being the assistant coach Luther Van Dam on ABC's Coach.
Yeah.
You guys remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
So police were called to a disturbance at JFK International Airport in New York. Evidently, because of the weather, people had been trapped there. And then there were some problems where a flood started happening from one of the restroom areas.
Mm.
And people got so frustrated because they had been there. Some people had been there for a couple of days. Fist fights broke out
this.
There's a wild story out of Texas today near Houston. A college football reporter, her name is Courtney Rowland. She's missing. They say that she had left a practice, had gone home, got in her car, went to Walgreens that evening, and then told a friend over the phone that it seemed like somebody was following her. So the roommate says that when her roommate got to her home, that the guy was parking behind her at her home in the driveway. And she hasn't been seen since. So it's a big story. Her name's Courtney Rowland. And again, that's in Houston, Texas. And tonight is the College Football National Championship.
Alabama taking on Georgia. 7 o'clock is kickoff tonight on ESPN. And I guarantee one thing, the SEC is going to be a national champion.
Boom, look at that.
How about that?
He's a great predictor this
he
morning.
Is.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the
Started.
Morning.
Hello, Monday morning. Hello, rainfall. We'll be okay with a little bit of rain, right?
Yeah, but it's a little warmer. It's only 40.
Man, but it feels like a warming trend.
It does.
Yeah. Now, but if you go through the forecast, like we're not out of the woods yet, though.
Mm-mm.
Because it's like we go up a little bit and we're going to get temperatures up, what, close to 60, 70 degrees. And then boom, it like falls right back down to in the 30s.
I hate that.
So, you know what I hate? I know a lot of people like the fall and the winter. But when you look out at your yard and your yard is like a color of like yellow brown.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like, because your fence is brown, your yard is brown, your concrete's
kind of... No color, kind of depressing.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh.
Then the sky is always gray on top of all that.
Right, so it's kind of one of those weekends. We just stayed inside, and my wife gets stir crazy. She's like, well, what are we going to do? We got to do something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm fine to sit right here.
Yep.
She doesn't like that, though. She's a doer. She wants to be doing things. You two are idiots. I'm just going to tell you right now. Looking for the first caller of the day. You guys ready to go to the phones?
Let's do it.
We'll make somebody a winner early. All right. Our phone number is 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346.
Good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Trenton.
Trenton, what are you doing this morning?
Headed to work.
Where are you going to work at?
CPS.
So as you're out working this morning, what are you thinking? Like Monday morning, it's rainy. Are you really feeling today?
No.
I think we're all in the same boat, man.
Hey, do you have plans to watch the national championship later on tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right, who's going to win? Are we going to see Georgia or are we going to see Alabama with the win at the end of this deal?
It's going to be tough, Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to beat Alabama.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Would it be an upset if Georgia won or are they actually ranked number one?
I think it would be an upset. I mean, Alabama, they're pretty good.
But Georgia was ranked number one going into the college football playoffs, right?
No, I think they were like number three or something. It was Clemson number one,
okay.
And Alabama already took out the number one team, so there you go.
Boom, later on tonight, the college football national championship.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if either of you could go viral today, like if we did something that was going to be seen around the world, and maybe you were going to get to make an appearance with Ellen, or maybe you were going to be on Good Morning America, would you want to be viral today?
It depends.
What do you mean it depends? That's
well, not really if I fall and I bust my face and people just watch it over and over and over and over again laughing, I would say no.
Okay.
But if I did something extraordinary, I don't know, that'd be cool. Like to have that little 15 minutes of getting to go to Ellen and meet Ellen and all that kind of stuff. But only if it was a good viral.
Gotcha. Okay. David, would you want to be viral today?
I think so. And just looking at it, there are like bad viral cases that end up being good. Like you see there was that guy who like cussed on a TV station a couple of years ago. That dude went to every massive news organization and got to appear on Ellen. I mean, he was everywhere. So no, I don't think there's such thing as like a bad viral. So yeah.
68% of people say they wouldn't want to go viral. They want to be that private. They wouldn't want the opportunity to go and be forced to go on television and stuff like
that.
Yeah. Well, they do snoop into every aspect of your life if you go viral. So I can see that.
Best viral clip, what is it? Is it one you can talk about?
I don't know. I'd have to search.
So the one that immediately comes to my mind, and you know
which
one it is?
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
No, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Not today.
Oh,
the house is on fire. She got her kids, and not today.
Yeah,
like that one's huge to me.
The hide your kids, hide your wife one's pretty good. But I think my go-to has always been "Boom Goes the Dynamite" guy.
See, I don't know that one. I don't think.
Do you know the Chocolate Rain guy?
Chocolate Rain.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know that one either.
My kids love that one.
Sitting on the toilet.
Hey, so since I'm so far behind.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the toilet.
You haven't seen that one?
Is that Chocolate Rain?
No. No.
I thought that's what he was talking about. Like that.
No.
Completely different.
Like that's disgusting.
Yeah. No, this is some lady who's like singing a song, sitting on the toilet.
Oh.
While she's sitting on the toilet. It's really funny.
I was really hoping that wouldn't get out.
Oh yeah, right. I can see her. After drinking some Smooth Move tea.
Oh.
We should put up a deal and let people share them so I can see all of them.
That would be fun.
Like, share your favorite viral video here.
Let's do it.
Will you do that?
Yes, I will do that right now.
All right, let's ask Kelly something. Let's turn this back to Kelly just for a second.
Great.
Remember when Kelly wanted to be a TV star for a minute?
Yeah.
Are you going to go on television? You told us all before the holidays you were about
to. They never called me back. I failed.
But I don't know that you failed.
Well,
you haven't heard yet?
No, they did call back, and
they said never come back. No. Lose our number.
but yeah, it just never did pan out.
Is that show still on television?
I think so, yeah.
Is it? Kelly auditioned for a television show. She's she's destined and determined to be famous.
I did it for a friend.
No, she wants to be nationally famous.
But see, that would be fun, though, because you're not famous. No one knows you. You just go have fun, and you get to have that experience, and then it's over.
Of all the people you know, who would want to be famous the most?
Oh, Kelly, by far.
Shut your face.
100%.
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip. So Friday morning, it was the big single drop of Justin Timberlake. We talked a lot about it. I heard the song all day, heard the song all weekend. And it was one of those songs that when it came out, it was like a mixed bag for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Some people had different expectations. Some people loved it right off the bat. On my son, he's 8. His first listen, loved it. He's in the back seat of the car, just kind of moving along to it. If you haven't heard Filthy by Justin Timberlake, we'll give you a little sample of it again.
Put your filthy hands all over me.
It does make you bounce.
No, this ain't the queen.
Kelly loves it.
I do.
What you gonna do with all that meat?
I'm not really sure what that means.
is he
talking about ground beef?
Negative.
Oh, it's not about ground beef.
No.
Okay, so Timberlake, he did this behind-the-scenes video. Like, if you've watched the music video, there's a robot in there. And the robot's very animated. And you're thinking that maybe it was just a CGI robot, but it ends up that it was Timberlake doing the movements for the robot.
Huh.
He posted about that on his Instagram account, and he also, on his Twitter account, he posted a video of he and his wife, Jessica Biel, on the way to the Golden Globes, where the song is playing, and they're both singing along with the song in the car. It's a cool video. So again, check out Justin Timberlake on Instagram and Twitter to check out more about his song, Filthy.
Brad Pitt bid $120,000 to watch Game of Thrones with Emilia Clarke. Now, that's the girl that plays Khaleesi on Game of Thrones, right?
She's pretty.
Yeah. David.
I'd pay $120,000 to you. Of course, I don't have that.
Right.
I'd pay $120 to you to watch it.
So both of them were at attendance at this dinner to benefit Haitian Relief, okay? So when the auctioneer announced Amelia Clark, they called her out in the crowd, and Brad, like, turned around, tried to find her, and stood up and started clapping. Well, he offered $80,000 to the auctioneer, okay, to watch Game of Thrones with her. Well, he ended up losing. Somebody beat him out by $160,000. I think he stopped at $120,000.
Wow.
And then finally kind of threw his hands up in the air, was laughing, and was like, I give up. You know, and somebody else bid on that for $160,000.
You think Amelia Clark's like, dang it. Like, she probably wanted to watch it with Brad Pitt, right?
I know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Like, yeah, think about it from her perspective.
Thanks
Brad
for
Pitt's
ruining
bidding
that.
On you.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, come on, Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
You still find him attractive?
Yeah, for sure.
David, do you still find him attractive?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. Man. Changing the subject. Are Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom back together? A friend close to the situation have told us, absolutely not. They're actually spotted together at a luxury hotel in the Maldives, an island just south of Africa, and they just so happened to see each other. It was basically coincidence. They didn't even go on the vacation together. They just saw each other out there.
They both ended up in Africa at the same time.
Really?
Exactly. That's what the source is telling us. I don't know about all that. I mean, we saw them at an Ed Sheeran concert a number of months ago, basically making out. So it does make you wonder, are these two back together or not?
Well, that's one of David's favorite Hollywood couples. He still has the paddleboard photos up on his computer. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Been in the background for months.
I mean, still, right? Every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, guys, it might just be too cold to be a shoplifter this time of the year. A 22-year-old guy named Dustin in North Dakota spent 7 hours in a store filling up his cart.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. That's a long
time. He wasn't even efficient.
But when he got done with his full day of work, he decided to skip the checkout and just leave. Cart full of stuff. Well, that didn't work out too well for Dustin because it was actually 10 outside and the parking lot was covered in snow. So as he was running, trying to avoid mall security and all this kind of stuff, he was running, didn't notice the massive pile of snow in front of him. And his cart hit it, and Dustin just went flying up into the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Just imagine that situation. Police managed to track him down pretty fast and arrest the guy, but there's even more proof out there that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending. Today is Monday, January the 8th of 2018. Some rain out there this morning, some fog. We've even seen a number of vehicles in a ditch because the roadways are wet, so...
Yeah, we have a 5,000 block of Highway 49 in the east end of CW Post Road. So use caution. Lots of wet roads out there this morning.
45 for the high temp today, 39 right now in K-Fine country. Okay, so last night was the Golden Globes. That's a huge story. The big winners were Big Little Lies and a movie called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. They both won 4 awards. Oprah gave a very empowering speech that a lot of people are all over this morning. And, of course, a lot of women and guys wore black on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. It was a part of the Me Too movement, solidarity in Hollywood and all of that. There was a winning ticket in the Powerball lottery on Saturday night. It was worth $559.7 million.
Wow.
It was sold in New Hampshire. Even the store wins on this one. So the store who sells the ticket gets money as well. The store gets $75,000. So the legendary comedian and actor Jerry Van Dyke passed away Friday at his home near Hot Springs. He was 86 and probably best known for being assistant coach Luther Van Damme on ABC's mm-hmm. Coach. I watched that show back in the day. Okay, so JFK International Airport, New York. I guess because of the bomb cyclone and all of that, there were a lot of people stranded, flights that couldn't go out. Some people were stranded for as many as 2 days in the airport. And then, boom, some pipes burst and flooding ensued.
That is awful.
So people who were at their breaking point for being stuck in the airport started fist fights. And they had to call authorities there to break up all these fights. There's a big trending story this morning on a college football reporter in Texas right near Houston. Her name's Courtney Rowland. Evidently, she was reporting for the Texas A&M football team or reporting on them. And they say that her roommate said that she was making her way home, said she was being followed by a mysterious and suspicious vehicle. And boom, she hasn't been seen since.
Mm-hmm.
They did find her vehicle at a Galleria Mall near Houston, but no sign of her. So that's a big story this morning. And of course, tonight... is the College Football National Championship.
I guess we're about, 12 hours away from kickoff. It's Alabama taking on Georgia, 7 o'clock on ESPN tonight. The SEC is guaranteed to win. That is insider information, y'all.
Man, he is good.
Thanks, David. Yeah.
When I want to know about sports, I go to David the Barrel Boy.
I'm the go-to guy here. Yep,
there you go.
I'm the man.
So who's going to win tonight?
I'm really thinking Alabama.
They lost last year, right?
They did lose last year, but I'm thinking this year it's going to be Bama.
All right, we'll see later on tonight, the College Football National Championship. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Of course.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well,
happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, January the 8th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy belated birthday goes out to Mariah Palmer. Let's try that again. Mariah Palmieri of Jonesboro, who turned 3 on Saturday. So again, happy belated birthday to Mariah Palmieri of Jonesboro, who turned 3 on Saturday. Celebrating today, Hunter May of Paragould turns 10 years old. We have Morgan Haynes of McCrory, 17. Hannah Jones, a sophomore at Rivercrest, turning 16 today. Cassidy Judd, happy birthday. Shauna Gassaway of Paragould is celebrating. Hallie Holt is 8 years old today. Jamie Moore of Paragould is celebrating. Misty Ford of Jonesboro. Tiffany Gossett of Pocahontas is 16. Trevor Evans of Leechville is turning 14. Love from mom and dad. We have Xander Gibson of Bay turning 14. Angela Robinson of Kennett and Regina Lawrence of Paragould has a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Zahara Jolie Pitt is 13 years old today. Noah Cyrus is 18. That's the younger sister of Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
R. Kelly turns 51 years old today.
Ooh, we should do some R. Kelly.
Let's do it.
This is a remix to Ignition.
Hot and fresh,
hot and fresh out the kitchen.
It's the remix to Ignition. It's hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
So I was on our sister station when that song was absolutely 1,000% massive.
Yes.
I remember playing it.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. That's my favorite part.
That part?
Yeah, I like that part.
What about this song right here, another R. Kelly?
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Believe in yourself today.
I think about it every night and day.
All things are possible.
Spread my wings and fly away.
But you have to have confidence.
Yes.
I believe I can soar.
Anyway, R. Kelly celebrating his birthday today.
Bob Eubanks is 80 years old, the newlywed game superstar,
yeah.
And Elvis would have been 83 today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got to play some Elvis.
Well, it's a one for the money, a two for the show, a three to get ready, now go, cat, go, don't you? Step on my boots when you shoot.
Hey, guess what?
You can do anything, but it's all for my boots when you shoot.
How about some more Elvis? This was a good one, too.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
83.
You ain't looking for a hound.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is.
Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I get so lonely.
Thank you, Kelly. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Xander Gibson, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's movies out there that are really good that we enjoy, and there are some movies that we can watch over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Some we watch once and we're like, okay, done with it.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly's found the movie for her that she can watch over and over again, and she's already been to the theaters multiple times to see it.
Are you serious?
Guys, I'm so addicted to The Greatest Showman. And if you're online at all, or I know y'all are online, how many things have y'all seen about people posting about it?
Oh, a lot.
It's all over the place. But I have the soundtrack, downloaded the soundtrack the first time I saw it. And my kids love it. That's all we're listening to in the car right now. I'm listening to it as I clean house, as I cook. I cannot get enough of it.
Here's what it sounds like. So for people who haven't seen it yet or haven't paid much attention to what's popping up in their feeds, mm-hmm. but of all the movies that are out there, like what movie can you watch over and over and over again?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I'm going to have to probably go with...
Baywatch either, David.
Oh,
I can watch that one over and over.
I was thinking that. I'm thinking Star Wars, probably The Empire Strikes Back. I could watch that one every single day.
And for me, it's like Dumb and Dumber, over and over.
That's a good pick.
Because it's stupid, it's funny. Christmas Vacation for me, I can watch that one. Any of the Rocky movies, especially Rocky III.
Is that the best one?
Rocky III? Yeah. I think so.
I've never seen any of them.
That's the last one. Wait, no.
No, Rocky III was Clubber Lang.
Oh.
And Hulk Hogan.
Okay, I got you.
Put this up on social media. Let's talk, or we'll take the phone calls too. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. What movie can you watch over and over and over again and never get tired of?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What movie can you watch over and over again? Megan Hampton from Pocahontas. What's your movie?
Well, normally it would be a Nicholas Sparks movie, but I caught myself three times over the weekend watching Big Daddy.
Oh my gosh, Big Daddy. Movie's so funny.
I haven't seen that forever.
I love that movie. That's
great.
It
was like, hey, I'm going to watch this movie. Oh, look, there's Big Daddy. I'm going to watch it even though I just watched it yesterday.
What is so funny about that movie? I don't even get it, but I watch it too.
Frankenstein, that yes. little boy, he's, mm-hmm. I don't know, one minute he's dancing around wanting to do the kangaroo song, the next minute he wants to be invisible.
Yes,
then
with the glasses.
On walls. I mean.
I love that movie too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, we're talking about what movie you can watch over and over again. Carolyn from Paragould is on the phone. Carolyn, what's your movie you can watch over and over again?
It would be Tombstone.
That's a great movie.
I've never seen that one. What's it about? What's the idea behind Tombstone?
It's Western about Wyatt Earp and okay. Doc Holliday. It's got Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell and I believe Sam Elliott.
I've heard that movie's really good.
It's awesome. It's my favorite movie.
I'll be your Huckleberry. You know that line?
That's weird. I've never seen the movie, but I've heard that line before. Hey, we appreciate your call this morning, Carolyn. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today we're talking about the movies you can watch over and over again. Kathy from Newport, what's your movie that you can watch over and over again?
Well, I got a couple. I either like the Armageddon movie.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I love that show. And I also like the Titanic.
Two classics.
I watch them over and over. Mm-hmm.
So you think about those two movies, they both have iconic movie theme songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't watch them without crying, and you already know what's going to happen.
I know, it's weird. Hey, we appreciate your call this morning, Kathy.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye. See you.
Bye-bye. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I saw the hashtag Oprah 2020.
Oh, dang.
And I thought, oh my gosh, she said she's going to run to be the president of the United States. And I don't know that she necessarily is saying that she would do that.
Right.
But I think if there was interest, that she might. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of interest today based on what she said mm-hmm. at the Golden Globes. So last night's Golden Globes were all about sending a message mm-hmm. to Hollywood about how the Me Too movement, women needed to stick together. There was this really interesting thing on the red carpet where Deborah Messing was being interviewed on E! Like they're doing the red carpet coverage. And she starts talking bad about E! In the way that they don't pay their female hosts the same as they pay their male hosts.
It was very awkward.
So she goes on to say, because one of the girls who left E!, Kat Sadler, mm-hmm. said that she wasn't paid as much as her male counterpart on the mm-hmm. same show, blah, 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 blah. And Deborah Messing is talking on their telecast about that. And she says, I miss Kat Sadler.
Oh, man. I bet it got awkward real quick.
So that's awkward. But Oprah really won the night. When you look back mm-hmm. on it, what people are talking about today is this speech from Oprah. She talked for about 9 minutes, but this is kind of the core of what she said.
For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. but their time is up. Their time is up. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, "Me too," again.
Oprah, last night at the Golden Globes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Carrie Underwood, it appears, has a new song coming out all about the NFL. Looking for the champion of the NFL. It's called The Champion. We heard a snippet of it, a little sneak peek over the weekend. This is what it sounds like. Again, this is Carrie Underwood, The Champion.
Cooper loses the ball, and it's going to be Atlanta.
Anyway, new stuff from Carrie Underwood coming out as we head throughout the NFL playoffs and to the Super Bowl.
Rascal Flatts lead singer Gary LaVox had a crazy weekend. His bus caught fire on Saturday as he was traveling with his brother to Louisiana to go hunting when the fire started. So he posted a video on Instagram Saturday showing this thick white smoke coming from inside the bus. It's filling up. And this is what he said. "My bus caught fire this morning on my way to a hunting trip. My brother Kevin and I got out. It happened so quick and could have been so different because of all of the ammunition would have caught on fire."
Imagine that.
Yeah. So he said, what a way to start 2018.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the Florida Georgia Line crew is hard at work on their fourth studio album, but they're also working on a lot of different collaborations. They've actually gone number one for 5 straight weeks with their newest song with Bebe Rexha. That one's called Meant to Be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
I like that. That's good stuff.
But just think about this past year. They've worked with Tim McGraw.
Ooh, Tim McGraw. May we all.
Yeah.
May we all.
That was a good one.
They've worked with the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Come on home, my love is never gonna run dry. Never gonna come up empty.
They've worked with Morgan Wallen.
We just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a bar scene.
I think they'll do a song with us next.
Pop artist Haley Steinfeld's in there.
Do you realize how much money they're going to make in 2017, 2018 based on all those songs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've even worked with the Chainsmokers, too. It's all over the place when it comes to these guys and what they've been able to do. And expect more collaborations in the future. It's something that they are striving to do more of in 2018 as they're gearing up for their big album release later this year. So expect more from FGL.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending. Today is Monday, January the 8th of 2018. Some fog out there this morning, clouds and a high temp later today, around 45. It's
going to
feel
warm.
Hot. 39 is where we are right now in K-Fine Country. Today, January the 8th, would be Elvis's 83rd birthday.
How about that? It's crazy.
I still enjoy his music when I hear it. So. Today's also National Bubble Bath Day.
Ooh.
When's the last time you took a bubble bath?
It's been a long time. David, what about you?
That is an awkward question to be asking.
Why?
What's so weird with that?
That's just a weird question. Brandon, when's the last time you took a bubble bath?
Mine's been a couple
last
years.
Night.
No, I haven't. I haven't even taken a bath in our new house. Not one time.
Oh.
I'm not a big bath
guy. Today's the day.
When's the last time, David?
It's been a little bit.
When he was 8.
Why are you... Don't ask me.
He's getting
question.
Weird about it.
You're getting weird about it.
No, because I mean it's a really simple question.
You are kind of staring at him, kind of weird.
Because he got
antsy.
He turned inside out. It was weird how he did that.
Move on.
I was talking about by yourself. Today is also National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Hollywood United, as we mentioned, the Golden Globes and all the women who showed up. in black attire. The guys who did that too, all a part of the Me Too movement. The Powerball. Either of you guys buy a Powerball ticket?
I didn't.
So the drawing on Saturday did have a winner. The ticket was actually purchased in New Hampshire. And the individual who won will win $559.7 million.
Wow.
The store who sold the ticket gets $75,000. Legendary comedian and actor Jerry Van Dyke passed away at his home near Hot Springs on Friday. He was best known as assistant coach Luther Van Dam on the ABC show Coach. And tonight, the college football national championship.
Alabama taking on Georgia, kickoff at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The SEC is guaranteed to win, but who will it be?
It's going to be a big game. I'm excited about it.
I am too.
It's like the Super Bowl to me.
It kind of is.
Watching college football. Hmm. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Justin Timberlake has announced that he is going on tour. We knew this was coming, but we didn't know exactly when and where he was going. The Man of the Woods tour, Justin Timberlake, is going to hit Memphis, Tennessee.
And I just texted my husband.
Have you already
done it? I already did.
May the 30th. It's going to be Justin Timberlake. So he's also going to be playing Dallas and Nashville. So if you would like to go to one of those cities, you can do that as well. But again, it's going to be Justin Timberlake, the Man of the Woods tour. He's going to be playing Memphis. It's going to be May 30th. Every female you know is going to want to go to that show. Kelly's going to be there. I'm imagining my wife will want to go there as well. The pre-sale begins on January the 17th, so we'll keep you up to date on that as we go throughout. But Justin Timberlake is headed to Memphis.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And as we kick off a new week, we'd like to bring in Eric Birch, our Monday morning motivation. Eric Birch from Birch & Company, one of the most positive people that we know. Like, legit. This guy's always thinking positively, and I look at him like, I need to think like that guy. Eric, what's going on this morning, man?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Eric? How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. What about you guys?
Man, good. We're doing pretty good. So you've been out working already this morning?
We've had a couple of things going on. So, yeah, it's always bright, early Monday morning, get kicked off right. So we're ready to go.
Let's get us motivated today on how we can change our thoughts and which way we can look to make sure we're having a great week.
Right, exactly. So as we go into 2018, I don't know if I've ever brought up Napoleon Hill, but this gentleman is definitely one of the top 10 just self-motivated or self-educated individuals, author of an amazing book, Think and Grow Rich, published in like 1937.
Oh, wow.
And still selling hundreds of thousands of copies, if not more, today. So just an amazing gentleman for sure. Got to spend some time with some of the brightest minds of America, and just so interesting. If you have not read that book, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, grab a copy today. But I just wanted to go through one of his rules today. So as we start off the new year, and we talk about goals, and we talk about just New Year's resolutions and everything, but Napoleon Hill's number one rule of success out of his top 10 is you have to have a definite purpose. You've got to know where you want to go and how you want to get there. It's got to be followed by a plan, and that plan's got to be followed by action. And that's where so many people drop the ball. They've got an idea of where they want to go, and they may even work together to put a plan together, but then they don't step up and take action. So for Birch & Company this year, our goal is to serve 450 families. So we've literally broken it down by the transaction. I know that my admin team can close about 40 deals a month. And that's staying on top of everything, very organized, very detailed, giving great customer service. Mm-hmm. I know the number of listings that we've got to bring in each and every single month. I know the number of buyers that we've got to be out showing each and every single day in order to hit that 450 family serve. So we have a definite purpose to serve 450 families. We've got our plan in place, and now it's just up to us to make that plan come together. So that's, you know, set number of phone calls a day, set number of appointments a day, set number of face-to-face meetings each and every day. So walking through that process. So it's not too important that you have a plan that is sound because you can always adjust. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the real estate world and welcome to life. You know, you're going to get hit in the face sometimes with things you did not know were coming and didn't expect it. But as long as you know where you're still headed, and we've still got to get up the next day and do it again and do it again and do it again. So it's got to be set in place. It's got to be solid. And you've got to be taking action each and every day.
That's our deal. Our morning motivation with Eric Birch from Birch & Company.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just one of those weird weekends that we all got to experience where the weather was kind of murky. It was cold. It was rainy. And we probably didn't do a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Like, this wasn't one of those weekends where you went out and worked in the yard.
No.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything?
I'll tell you what is working in my yard are moles. I'm about to have to take care of moles.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
We can come over and have whack-a-mole in Kelly's neighborhood.
Well, we did a lot of, my kids and I love getting on YouTube and watching. Like, this past weekend, we got on there and watched The Office bloopers.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The best of Dwight and the best of all that kind of stuff. We love doing that.
Yep. But I bet we watched 8 or 9 episodes this weekend.
Oh, we did go to hijinks, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you do the ropes course?
We didn't do that, but I would like to say I'm the reigning champion of Papa Shot and air hockey in my family.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. And that's also, I beat my husband as well. So
I saw Corinne from the bowling center as we were leaving. We were passing leaving a store. Mm-hmm. And I think I scared her for a second because I had on my jacket. My bigger jacket, some baggy jeans, a do-rag, and glasses.
So basically I'd be scared.
So the do-rag, and I pull it down low because I have no hair, right? So I pull it down low. It's at my eyebrow level, and I have the glasses basically just put over the top of it. And I'm like, Corinne. And she looked at me like she was about to run.
Aww.
And then I think it registered that it was me.
Hey,
lady.
Yeah, sometimes when you wear your do-rag, I can barely see your eyes.
Yeah, well, I do that on purpose. If I'm tired, I pull it down over my eyes.
Oh, wow.
So I got caught watching a TV show because I watched a lot of The Office. But Kelly gave us a heads up last week on Khloe Kardashian revenge body.
Yep.
Okay, so, and I thought, boring. That's what I thought, right? So it's on the E! Network. I pop it over there. I watched 3 episodes back to back.
Yeah, they had several in a row because I think I watched 1.
Yeah. And I got hooked on it. Mm-hmm. Like the people who want to get in shape, the people who are going there just to be on television. I thought it was a really good show. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, was it The Biggest Loser and Extreme Weight Loss or whatever? Mm-hmm. But it was like a different, I don't know.
It's a lot like that.
An updated version of it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that show. And my wife was like, hey, could you run to the store? I'm like, I'm watching Khloe Kardashian Revenge Body right now. Is that one of the least manly shows I can watch?
Yeah, that made you sound like a 14-year-old girl.
It does, doesn't it?
Kind of, but it's not that kind of show. Like, it's a show for everybody.
No, I know, but I doubt there's a lot of guys who are on a tractor this morning saying, hey, I was watching Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, of all the shows you could watch on Netflix or Hulu or any other streaming services or anything on TV, you pick a Khloe Kardashian
show. But it's good, I'm telling you. And it's about fitness and getting in shape and losing weight and transforming your body.
Yeah, but there's a lot of bodybuilding stuff you could watch, too. Instead of Khloe Kardashian.
But you don't have Khloe Kardashian on there. She's pretty now.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Like she's worried now. She's talking about how she's worried because, you know, she got really in shape and she was trying to work out all the time and was really healthy. And now she's pregnant, 6 months pregnant. And her belly button just popped out. You know, bing. And she's worried that it's never going to be the same again.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, because think about that. You have a baby growing in your body and it's pushing, pushing, pushing. And eventually... Like, some people get really big outies.
Yeah.
Did you have a big outie or a little outie?
I had a little outie.
So does David.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's weird.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip. Lots of talk out today on Justin Timberlake. Number one, the announcement was made that his Man of the Woods tour is a real deal. He's going to be playing Dallas, Nashville, and he's playing Memphis on May the 30th. Tickets go on sale for the pre-sale on January the 17th. So Justin's song, Filthy, is out, and a lot of people love it.
Put your filthy hands all over me. No, this ain't the clean version.
If you've seen the video, you've seen that there's a robot in the video. Well, the movements were actually done by Justin Timberlake. They did the whole CGI thing, and you can check that out on his social media.
Brad Pitt bid $120,000 to watch Game of Thrones with Emilia Clarke. but he still lost. Okay.
Dang.
So both Brad and Amelia were in attendance in at a dinner to benefit the Haitian Relief Organization. So he decided to go bid on this major item, is to watch Game of Thrones with her.
Yep.
So he ended up losing. He offered $80,000 at first. They kept going. Someone ended up, I think he stopped at $120,000.
God.
And finally just threw his hands up in the air. She ended up going to watch the show with her. $160,000 someone bid to watch the show with her.
Isn't that wild?
It is.
So is she one of the main characters on
Game
of Thrones?
She's the blonde, Khaleesa.
Is she one of the main?
Yeah, she is.
Is she the prettiest on the show? She's pretty, right?
Probably,
wasn't
yeah.
she the
yeah.
one in your favorite episode?
Yeah, that season one, episode two. That
with Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that Brandon kept saying you need to go watch.
Stop.
Whatever. So, are Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom back together? A friend close to that situation has told us no. Huh. But they were spotted together at this big luxury hotel in the Maldives, an island just south of Africa. But they were saying they weren't there together. They didn't even go together or anything like that. It was basically a coincidence.
Of course it was. I mean, I run into a lot of people when I go to Africa.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then former bays and stuff like that, right?
That's exactly
former
what it
bays.
Is. That's exactly what it is. My bay. Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, that's Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours on K-Fine. Good morning. So, David, you see Kelly first thing every morning.
Uh-huh.
So you wake up, roll over, she's there.
Stop. I knew you were going to say that. Here.
Have you ever said to Kelly, man, Kelly, you look super hot today.
Oh my gosh. Never said that.
It's all about inflection. Hey, you look super hot.
Boom.
It's the way you got to say it.
Hmm.
So here's what happens with people. We make these New Year's resolutions and we have trouble sticking to them until somebody gives us a compliment. And like you could tell Kelly, hey, Kelly, your resolution was you wanted to diet better and exercise more. You look good. And that's okay. But it doesn't really push her to try extra hard.
Right.
But if you said to her, Kelly, you look super hot, you know what she's going to do?
I'm going to take off running and go exercise some more.
They say that that phrase makes all the difference in motivating people.
Hmm.
So just telling somebody, hey, you look good, you look nice, doesn't really do it. But if you tell somebody they look super hot, boom, they're committed.
So could that be like our new morning tradition? Like you come in and then I say, hey, Brandon, you're looking super hot.
And I'll be like, yeah. Oh, push-ups. And then I'll say it to you, David.
Oh, thank you.
And then Kelly's over there by herself.
Yeah, and I'll just sit here.
Oh, man.
I'll just sit here.
All right, you look super hot. The phrase to make you stick to those New Year's resolutions.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood has become the voice of the NFL themes, it seems like. When you think about NFL theme songs, you think about the power of Carrie singing through it. And as we head through the playoffs, there apparently is a new song that's going to be put out by Carrie Underwood and the NFL. It's going to be called The Champion. You can check out the complete clip and the teaser for this song on Carrie Underwood's social media.
So, crazy story for Gary LaVox of the Rascal Flatts. His bus caught fire this past weekend. He and his brother were traveling to Louisiana where they're going to go hunt. And he posted the video on Instagram Saturday showing all this smoke coming out of the bus. And it basically filled up where the bunks were, like all the way down to the steps. And this is what he said. He said, my bus caught fire this morning on the way to a hunting trip. My brother Kevin and I got out. It happened so quick and could have been a different story if the ammunition would have caught fire.
Can you imagine?
What a way to start 2018.
Crazy.
So Florida Georgia Line is hard at work on their fourth album, and they're also working pretty hard on some collaborations. In fact, they have been number one for 5 straight weeks with their newest song with Bebe Rexha called Meant to Be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
I like that song.
Yeah, and if you just look at the past year, they've worked with artists like Tim McGraw.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new.
That's a good one, too.
The Backstreet Boys.
Come on home, my love is.
Morgan Wallen.
We just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a party.
Pop star Haley Steinfeld.
That's a bunch, man.
Somebody loves you in the ways I could.
And even the Chainsmokers, too.
Wow. They've been busy.
They have been, and they expect to have more collaborations come out this year, too, as they're striving for a big year with their new album coming out and more stuff. So be looking forward to some Florida Georgia Line.
There you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, David, box office over the weekend. What was number one?
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, brought in just over $36 million. Number two is a new movie out, Insidious, The Last Key, just over $29. Then you get Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and The Greatest Showman, rounding out that top four.
So if you're a fan of Blake Shelton, he's on TV later on tonight. He's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Also, David's cousin, Tia Booth, is on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
That's on ABC tonight. Plus a special on David Bowie, the last 5 years. That's on HBO. And on our after show podcast, I think we should address this here.
Okay.
We had a moment on our show this morning, right around 7:15, that we did not know if Kelly would survive the rest of the show.
It's true. Yeah.
It was a mini meltdown, but it was a public mini meltdown that anybody who was listening, I don't know if you noticed it or not. Right?
I hope not, but I'm assuming they did if they were listening.
And we're going to fix it for the full show podcast. But for the after show podcast, guess what? We have the audio.
Oh, man.
The mini meltdown. And what happens when you start to fry out on the radio? Check out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music.